Bedtime Bites presents Max and the Midnight Maze. Faye tucked her favorite stuffed elephant, Max, under her arm as she climbed into bed. Her mom kissed her goodnight and turned off the light, but Faye wasn't ready to sleep just yet. She whispered to Max, "What adventure should we go on tonight?" As if by magic, Max's trunk began to glow softly in the dark. Faye gasped as her bedroom floor suddenly transformed into a sparkling, starry path. "Wow, Max! Let's explore," she exclaimed, hopping out of bed. Hand in trunk, Faye and Max stepped onto the twinkling trail. It led them out of her room and into a fantastical garden filled with towering, glowing flowers and whispering leaves. The path split into many directions, forming an enormous, moonlit maze. "Which way should we go?" Faye asked Max. The little elephant's trunk pointed towards a path lined with shimmering blue petals. As they walked, fireflies danced around them, lighting their way. Soon, they came to a clearing where a group of rabbits was having a tea party. The bunnies wore tiny top hats and bow ties, sipping from teacups made of flower petals. "Would you like to join us?" asked a fluffy white rabbit. Faye nodded excitedly, and she and Max sat down on mushroom stools. They nibbled on cake made of moonbeams and sipped dewdrop tea. After saying goodbye to their new friends, they continued their journey through the maze. The next turn brought them to a babbling brook, where fish with rainbow scales leaped out of the water, performing an underwater ballet. Faye and Max watched in awe as the fish twirled and danced in midair before splashing back into the stream. As they walked on, they heard a soft, sad sound. Following the noise, they found a little star that had fallen from the sky. It was crying because it couldn't find its way back home. "Don't worry," Faye said, gently picking up the star. "We'll help you get back to the sky." Max's trunk glowed brighter, and he led them to a part of the maze where giant sunflowers grew. The flowers bent down, forming a staircase that reached up into the night sky. Faye climbed the sunflower stairs with Max and the little star. When they reached the top, she held out her hand, and the star twinkled happily before zooming back to join its family in the constellation. As they made their way back down, Faye yawned. "I think it's time to go home, Max," she said sleepily. Max nodded, and his trunk glowed once more, guiding them through the maze. They passed singing flowers, snoozing gnomes, and a family of hedgehogs having a midnight picnic. Finally, they reached Faye's bedroom. She climbed into bed, hugging Max tightly. "That was the best adventure ever," she whispered, her eyes growing heavy. As Faye drifted off to sleep, she dreamed of the magical midnight maze and all the wonderful creatures they had met. And in the corner of her room, Max's trunk glowed softly, ready for their next bedtime adventure.